Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... No Tigers on the Table. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Taiwan. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part two, with more for Mr. Chen to do. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. Mr. Chen's grandson often visited his granddad for dinner. Once, he arrived and sat on the table to take off his shoes. Mr. Chen turned the color of a raspberry, and his eyebrows looked like an arrow sharp enough to poke through an apple, and he roared, "No buttons on the table! Tables are for dinner! Do you want to eat your bottom for dinner?" By the time he finished, his granddaughter was in tears. But Mr. Chen's grandson didn't burst into tears. He just smiled and said, "Sorry, Granddad," and went to the door to finish taking off his shoes. Another time, Mr. Chen's grandson arrived, took off his shoes, and put them on the table while he hung up his coat. Mr. Chen turned the color of a beetroot. His eyebrows looked like a cone thick enough for three scoops of ice cream, and he roared, "No shoes on the table! Tables are for dinner! Do you want to eat your shoes for dinner?" By the time he finished, his granddaughter was in tears. Even Mr. Chen's next-door neighbors were in tears. But Mr. Chen's grandson didn't burst into tears. He just smiled and said, "Sorry, Granddad," and put his shoes on the mat by the door. Yet another time, Mr. Chen's grandson arrived with his dog. The dog came in, jumped up on the table, wagged its tail, and gave Mr. Chen a friendly bark. Mr. Chen turned the color of a beef tomato. His eyebrows looked like a valley so deep you could fit a village in it, and he roared, "No dogs on the table! Tables are for dinner! Do you want to eat your dog for dinner?" Oh yes, Mr. Chen was stubborn all right. By the time he finished, his granddaughter was in tears. Even your next-door neighbors were in tears. And even the dog was in tears, despite scientists saying that dogs can't cry tears. But Mr. Chen's grandson didn't burst into tears. He just smiled and said, "Sorry, Granddad," and called his dog off the table. That was the time, though, when Mr. Chen decided he could not take his grandson's cheekiness any longer. He had to make things so his grandson couldn't be cheeky anymore. And being a carpenter, he knew exactly what to do. He took his dinner table into his workshop and began hammering and sawing and planing and fixing until all four legs were four teachers tall. Then he brought his four chairs into his workshop and began hammering and sawing and planing and fixing until all 16 legs were 3.5 teachers tall. Next, he added rungs to one side of each chair so they had a ladder you could climb up to reach the seat. After that, he used a real ladder to climb up to the roof of his house and began hammering and sawing and yanking and snapping until the roof over the living room came off. He made sure to leave a roof over his bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen. Finally, he called his granddaughter and grandson to help him move the exceedingly tall table and chairs back into his living room. And he told them, "Now you will never be able to just come in and sit on the table, or put your shoes on the table, or let your dog jump on the table. This table is absolutely, definitely just for eating dinner. That's that." Oh yes, Mr. Chen was stubborn, all right. But he was also slightly less miserable for a while, because his super tall table and chairs did the trick. His grandson's shoes, and his grandson's dog stopped ending up on the table. In fact, the only thing that ended up on the table was dinner. For about 2 weeks. Then came the day when Mr. Chen was all ready for a nice evening by himself, had climbed up to his table with his dinner, and was just about to start eating when his front door burst open and a tiger ran in. The tiger was sniffing the air. Because Mr. Chen had taken his roof off, the wind had carried the smell of the meat in his dinner all the way to the tiger's home in the woods. Now the tiger began jumping and clawing at the sides of the chairs. It had never climbed a ladder before, but it really wanted that meat. Mr. Chen roared,
"No tigers on the table! Tables are for dinner! Do you want me to eat you for dinner?"
But of course, Mr. Chen knew the tiger was more likely to eat him for dinner.
That was part two of No Tigers on the Table. To find out if Mr. Chen becomes a tiger's meal, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast for tomorrow's episode. And if you're enjoying the story so far, please could you do a little thing for me? Please just take a few moments to write a short review of this podcast on your podcast player. Your reviews help other people to know the fun that can be enjoyed inside this podcast, which means you'll be helping us to spread that fun even further. Just look for a button on your podcast player that says review or maybe comment. Tap that and type away. Or if your podcast player lets you give us a heart or a star, or maybe many stars, that would be great too. Thank you ever so much. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon.